Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy. Today we're talking about the Force and the Dark Side. So let's start with a minute of this, one of my favorite songs.
In the land of gods and monsters, I was an angel.
That is the fabulous Lana Del Rey, Gods and Monsters. That song sticks in my head so often, so I thought it was perfect for today. I was looking for something to play in terms of like Star Wars and the Force, but you kind of need the visuals, really, to get that, to get the feeling. So, yeah, I didn't go that way. But we'll end with Yoda talking about the Force for about a minute. So, anyway, welcome. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am joined today by my former co-host and still consultant for the shows, Diane Mallett. You there, Di? Say hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh,
I'm glad.
Good.
I'm glad you're joining
us. It took me a little while to get in.
Oh, my God. I had to restart my computer. I was like, wow, Mercury retrograde. By the way, everybody, Mercury retrograde started on June 7th. You've probably been feeling it for longer than that. I know I have. I know Di has. So that's exactly your computer.
Well, I only laughed because I've been trying to get ready, and I was like, well, she'll be a little late because of Mercury retrograde.
I couldn't start Skype. What are you going to do? But, you know, the best thing is to just go with it. Of course, we have New York City would like to say hi with the sirens. Say hi, New York City. There we go. So yeah, today we're talking about the Force and the Dark Side, which I have been feeling. I mean, to start with perfectly honestiness, I'm all fucked up today. I mean, my left side is all over the map. My knee, I went dancing for like 30 minutes. No big deal. My knee is all swollen. And then I have my shoulder is like all, feels like it's all stretched out. So from a spirit therapy perspective, you kind of have to look at what's going on with the feminine and the receptive side, because that's your left side. And also knees are about being flexible, pride and ego, which I still don't quite understand how it applies to me. Maybe that's why it continues to bark at me. I don't know. I don't think I'm really having issues with pride or ego. Maybe I need to look at it outside of the box. I don't know. But, and then the shoulder is about carrying things, other people's things. Can you carry the weight of the world? I don't know. The only thing I can come up with is that I've been hearing a lot of people's woes lately, and a lot of them have been female, and maybe I need to work on some protection for myself and to feel, be compassionate, but yet to be able to release those kinds of energies, which brings us right into the topic of the dark side and the light side. How are you feeling, Di?
Well, I think that, well, I have to tell you some of the things that I did to set up for today's show. And I lit my black candle and my white candle, you know, because there's good and evil. There's black and white. There's positive energy. There's negative energy. I have definitely been feeling an onslaught of negative energy around me. So I grabbed the salt for protection. I grabbed my sage stick. I whipped it around the room, you know, before I got on, because I wanted to be in a very cleansed environment. I grabbed a little patchouli oil, which I found out that if you put a little patchouli oil on your doorknobs, on the outside of your doorknobs, it protects you from evil spirits. So I grabbed a little of that. And for good luck and good measure, I grabbed fairy dust, because I watched a show on fairies this morning, and apparently it was speaking to me, and I was like, I'll take all the help I can get. So I think this is a great time for me to be back on the show today, because I have definitely felt the onslaught of just a vibration of unhappiness that is spiraling out of control. I'm not sure if it's about the planets. I'm not sure if it's directed at me or not, but I think it's just an observant of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm okay and I'm centered, but the rest of the world is a little wobbly, which is making me feel dizzy almost. Mm-hmm. I'm sick to my stomach.
Yeah, that water trine that we're in, you know, it looked like it was going to be a really nice reprieve from all of the male-female rah-rahness that was going on in the previous weeks. And I think it was for a little while, but now we're really in it. And then we have this Mercury retrograde and a couple other planets in retrograde. So now I think we're really getting hit with it. And especially, you know, since you're psychic and since all of us intuitives are going to feel everything that's around us, and who knows, you know, if it's yours, if it's your own. Again, it's always our own, because we're all the same thing. We're all the oneness. So we're just doing our job. So whether it is coming from you or coming from outside, we need to know how to cleanse. And it's funny that you brought up the fairies, because I was like, oh, okay, because I know that you have fairies that live in your house and your daughter's connected with them. But fairies are a perfect example of the light and the dark. I mean, you have all different kinds, shapes, sizes, and intentions with the fairies. I don't know if you want to talk a little about that.
A lot of people, immediately when they think fairies, they think of light, and they help the flowers grow, and they're just beautiful light beings that'll help you along your way, and the children are attracted to them, so they must be good spirits. But the majority of fairies are not. And I don't want to label them any particular way, but if you think of children from the ages of, I want to say 3 to 7, they're very mischievous. And fairies, that's the perfect word for them, is mischievous. They're not going to cause you a lot of problems. They're not going to send a lot of, you know, negative energy your way, but they definitely will torment you. I'll give you an example. I cook with the fairies. It's a fun way to cook. If you invite them in, I have a fairy house in my kitchen. So when I decide to cook something, I can invite them in. And one of the best things, too, you have to remember to tell them to leave when you're finished. But one time I didn't invite them in, and one of them definitely came in, and every single time I turned around, I dropped something, I spilled something. I was taking a knife out of the knife holder. It flew out of my hand. It almost killed me. I was like, okay, whatever's in the room right now has to leave. Because it was right after I put the fairy house in, and I think they thought everyone was welcome, like, oh, we found a new place to set up. And but you have to appreciate the fairy energy. You typically, what you want to do is, if you do invite them into your house for a short time, they love sweet things. They're very much like little children, you know, like honey or sugar or a little just a little token of energy. if you have create a fairy circle outside or something like that, they like to be brought a little bit of sweetness. And I just think it's very similar to childlike energy. And a child is not always, like, happy-go-lucky.
Right, to remind them.
Not there.
Yeah, to remind them to stay sweet. It makes a lot of sense. Because, you know, it really is all about a choice. And I think the fairies are a perfect example of the fact that all of us, all beings, animals, the elements, humans, we all have a dark side and a light side. And it's really just all about choices, where we choose to go and fear. Fear, how do we deal with the element of fear, which I think is a big catalyst for people choosing the dark side, because the dark side is always easier and it's quicker results. It doesn't have a good payoff at the end of the day, but you know, it's I want it now and I want all of it. And so it's kind of, I think, you know, I want to say going against the flow of nature, but again, we can't have the light without the dark, and the dark is also part of nature very much. So I think it's just about using the force in a way that is most really efficient. And by efficient, I mean loving and bringing in the goodness, because really, let's face it, no matter who you are, goodness will always overpower you because that's what you really want. So I think the fear with the also, you know, I'd be interested to see like how the fear works with the fairies, or if that's part of it, or if they feel, you know, the same thing as us humans. Do you know what I mean, Di?
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example, and this is something we all know about. And it's like if you ever watch Peter Pan, one of our most famous fairies, Tinkerbell, she's not considered a good fairy. And one of the reasons that she wasn't considered a good fairy was that she would try to actually, like, kill Wendy because she was jealous of her. She was afraid that Wendy was taking Peter Pan's attention. So with everything, all of our areas of emotion that, like, greed, possessiveness, pride, everything that is around feelings that lead us to poor self-esteem, really, their root, the root is fear. You're absolutely right. The root is fear. You know, whether you have a relationship with someone and it's not going well and you're looking outside to find out, you know, what's going on with it or whatever. It's anger, it's fear, it's worry, whatnot, you know. So, you know, that's just a perfect example of where she was choosing to be, you know, angry and pissed off because she was afraid of what was going to happen. Like she was afraid of losing someone,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we all have, I think everybody has instincts. And I think the older that you get and the wiser that you get and the more lives that you come through, you definitely have the choice. You have a choice of a path. You know, we always get that two paths diverge in the woods. You know, which one are you going to pick? And you know, you have the option to choose either way. It's free will. I mean, thank God for free will.
And you see more about more about manifestation and your law of attraction. The older and the longer you're on this planet, you have more chances to see what you really are attracting. And so then you can really make a choice as to what feels best to you. Like, I mean, it's funny. It's the third time I'm going to bring him up in a row in the shows. But Alex, the filmmaker, and I have been having some great conversations. And it's interesting to watch him living in Hollywood and wanting and doing the Hollywood do. You're really running into all kinds of different ways of people choosing to do things. And he was telling me that he's reading the 50 Cent book. I forget what it's called. It's written by somebody else, but it basically talks about, it sounds like he talks about the basically how to deal with the dark side and to know that everybody's out to get something for themselves and how to deal with that and how to get your own. And you can take it as far or not as you want of, you know, how many toes are you going to step on, which I think the flip side is caring too much about what people think or are going to feel about your actions and then going ahead and stepping on everything that's in your path to clear so that you can get what you want. I think those are two different sides of the same coin, really, because, you know, you can't really worry about what everybody's going to think. And everybody is not going to love you, especially if you're doing something different and if you're being creative and you're truly being yourself. I mean, a lot of people don't like that. That's a good reminder of what they're not. So, you know, are you going to stop your light because somebody is feeling things about it? No. But to take it a step further and just go, all right, well, I'm going to desecrate whatever is here because I need to build my railroad right through your ground. So hell or high water, I'm coming through. You know, that's kind of a different thing.
Well, I think that in the Wiccan world and everything, you know, as far as magical properties go and manifestation go, I think that the best way to manifest and the ways that we've been taught is do no harm. And in every religion, it starts with do no harm to others. And if you're starting a project to enhance or manifest something, I think doing no harm is best way to get results. I work in sales. I mean, there's opportunities every single day at every single moment to step on people's toes and quote people higher than they're, you know, to get more gain for me, you know, or push orders ahead of other people or take an inbound call that shouldn't belong to me. There's so many opportunities that I can take shortcuts, you know, and mm-hmm. I just know that in the long run, the karma comes back to you. You have to do no harm. If you go from there, you can really set the stage up for manifestation and positive energy. And I think positive energy pulls, like you said, you were talking about pulling through. I think it pulls you through to completion, whereas if you're picking dark energy and dark magic and dark, you know, darkness or whatever you want to call it, you're never going to get there. You know, you'll just struggle until you find the light, basically.
Right.
You know?
There's no float. There's no float option going. And I think that's why the light always wins, because it's supportive and it really is a more powerful force. But like anything powerful, it takes time to be able to understand it, and there has to be some level of trust between it. Interesting. I just watched this movie, The Life of Pi. Have you seen it?
Yes, I love that movie. I loved it and hated it. Oh, my God. Now that I think about the whole entire thing, and you want, I can clearly tell you that at the very end, I said, this is a metaphor for this person's life. And my daughter was like, no, it was about a tiger. So we had a big argument at the very end of the movie, and I said, no, he's the tiger. And the rhinoceros was something else or whatever, the other animals, the zebra was his mother or the monkey was his mother. You know what I mean? I was
right.
Like, these were all people.
Right, well, no matter.
Yeah. He just thought it was about a tiger.
Well, and I think, you know, it can definitely, it is both. But I bring it up because he's got to make peace with being on this boat with this tiger who's hungry. They're both hungry. And, you know, they've known each other since they were children, but the tiger doesn't give a shit, you know. So he's got to learn how to deal with the tiger energy. And the thing that works, finally, he comes into his strength and goes, all right, there's no reason for me to risk my life every time I need to come on this boat. Like, this is ridiculous. So we need to have a way to communicate. We need to establish a form of respect and understanding. And so the way he deals with the tiger, I think is also the way to deal with the universal forces, because you have to have some sort of strength of self, and because the opposite is fear. So the fear is the other direction. So the opposite is strength. So that takes some trust that you are supported to feel that strength. And then to be able to have the patience, because we have this thing called time where things take some time to manifest, especially if they're big new ideas. And then we have to be able to, the trust is the tiger. The strength is the tiger. The allowing it to go and go, all right, it's going to be fine because I'm a tiger, you know, and because the universe is a tiger. But also comes with the tiger is the ferocious, violent death machine in a way, you know, which we can also be for ourselves. So I don't know if you wanted to add anything there, because I wanted to talk about, you know, our own dark side and stuff we tell ourselves. Should I just keep going or tell me?
Yeah, I don't think I have much to add on the tiger, but I definitely have a lot to, I think a lot to say about the dark side and how exciting and present it is in not just within ourselves, but within the community as a whole. And
nice. Why don't
I,
you
I talk
go ahead
about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I had this conversation today with my mom, and it's amazing that, like, she notices, like, the more solid ground that somebody gets on and the closer that they're getting to be a positive force in our community. And I, as soon as I say that, the Martin Luther King, like, just totally popped into my mind. So you're talking about a positive force in the universe. Somebody like Gandhi, someone who's trying to do Mother Teresa, anybody. But even, like, dial it back. Dial it down to, like, you, okay? So here I am trying to do the best for my community, and my community starts with my family, and then it goes a little bit outside to my extended family, and then it goes into my work environment, and then it goes into my friend environment. And as I make positive choices in these environments, make positive choices to discipline my child, to send her to a good school, to help when my family requires help, but not get too involved. I mean, setting boundaries is a very positive thing to do for anybody to do. It's something that there's tons of courses on it, but if you could learn anything, learning to set boundaries is so crucial. You know, going to work, being a good employee, and then afterwards extending help. I mean, I do a lot of work with sick and suffering alcoholics. It's my work. It's my mission. So as I proceed down that path, and the more blessed I become in my work, and blessings come from, like, opportunities. Like, I'm blessed when someone needs my help and I'm able to help them. That's a blessing, you know? And I feel... No, I don't even know if it's empowered, but I feel grace. I feel grace around it. The more that happens, there's a whole other dynamic in this world, which is other things start to be more negative around you because it wants to just, I just want to say it just kind of like there's jealousy, there's envy, all these little things pop up around you. And one of the perfect examples is I read this book a long time ago. It's called The Catholic Warrior. And this guy was having a really hard time with drugs and alcohol. And he decided to quit. He said, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to do this anymore. But part of that whole lifestyle was, you know, going to the clubs and picking up girls and treating women very, you know, just like, you know, he just used them. And he didn't want that lifestyle anymore. So he decided to make choices to move away from that lifestyle. He wanted to respect himself. He wanted to respect people. He wanted to respect women. He wanted to respect his body. And he started to make good choices. Almost within 24 hours of making those decisions. And making the decision is the first part, and just being willing to make these decisions, the phone calls, like, almost triple for him to go to the bar. You know what I mean? The temptations are right there. He's put in an atmosphere where people put drinks in front of him or something like that. Or the girl he always wanted to hook up with finally calls him, you know? And it's that torment that as we move out of, it's a real, I mean, you have to make a real cut and dry decision when you're moving into to the light force, you know? You can't just, you're going to be tempted. And the temptation is the dark side. And I think that as you move through these temptations and you overcome each one, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's such a cool thing to do. And then, like, then your energy gets greater and greater and greater. But it's really true. If someone makes a decision, like, you know, I think of marriage. If someone makes the decision to get married and make a commitment, it's almost inevitable that, like, right around that time, all the old boyfriends or girlfriends start popping in the picture, and you're like, what's going on? But that's normal. That's a normal reaction for the universe. Is what it's doing to people is that as you move towards positive energy, the negative energy gets upset. You're upsetting the balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And another way to look at that is that the universe is also, in a way, testing you to see if you truly are wanting to make this other choice. It's like you should, you know, it's still because you were manifesting that other vibration, and then just recently, then you changed it. So more of that negative vibration will still come, but it's a good indication of where you truly want to be. So I think that's why those things come up. It's like, so you can't fool yourself for too long thinking, oh yeah, I just changed myself because I made a decision, and then no temptations come. Like, then you're kind of in a bubble, you know? So yeah, you're right. Once you can really strengthen yourself and you go, okay, this is not what I choose. And that segues directly into the dark side of the things that we tell ourselves. I mean, the fear, one thing that's come up, and especially with, you know, all my pain on my right, on my left side, I went into meditation, you know, I went immediately into, okay, you know, let's fix ourselves here, because, you know, also I really wanted to do the show. So I went into the bath and just felt what it was. And I think that there were certain things that my female has been thinking and feeling, but yet I'm so used to now being on a vibration of happiness that I don't pay attention to it. But apparently it doesn't mean that that's not still happening within me. And one of the things is that has been coming up lately is this fear of aging or, physical aches and pains associated with aging. And then you go down this, fear path of, you know, am I getting older? Is this just going to continue to happen? Everything is just going to keep hurting. You know, is it just a downward spiral? Like, and why do we, you know, you laugh because it's a ridiculous thing, but it is something that we've been programmed to think. And so my battle with the dark side within me is I know that we can heal ourselves. We just forgot. And I know that aging is a choice, and we just forgot. We think it just happens. And so I do understand these things, but yet the conditioning still comes up, and that's where my battle is. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you've known me for many, many years, and, you know, I've aged very well. I think we would agree. You know, it's not like, and okay, so I got some knee problems, but it's really like, you know, I'm not falling apart, but I bring it up because I would imagine, and also with these planetary things, your body is going to tell you all kinds of things. And it probably, I think, has nothing to do with aging. But depending on what we attach to it, we can get into this fear spiral and really beat ourselves up. So I think that's part of the wrestling of the tiger, you know, to get us to work with ourselves instead of against. But also when these things come up, to just allow them to come up and go, okay, this is what's happening. And just to finish off the thought, I went into the bath and I used Daughters of Isis Ma'at, who I think of as the mother, because I was feeling a little like, mommy, help me. So I was like, I need some good mother energy. And apparently Ma'at is about harmony and order. And so, you know, that was extremely helpful. And then one of the things that I realized really works is not only light energy, putting light where those things are hurting and sending it good energy, like we all know how to do at this point, but also using the elements. So I went through using fire. I asked fire to burn away in a positive, you know, healthy way, just take away all the pain there. And then I went into water, let water flow the energy of healing around that place. And then earth, you know, grounding, strengthening my bones and my muscles, all of my matter, and helping and taking away any kind of pains or emotions that are from myself or others, and giving it back to the earth so the earth can convert it into positive energy again. And then air to move the energy, move the spirit, breathe life into that place. And I tell you, I feel 1,000 times better. I mean, I can still feel it, but I mean, if I felt the way I did before, we wouldn't be here. I would have canceled the show. So.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I was looking at my cards. I have my animal cards out. And
great.
How you were talking about the Life of Pi movie, and there was the tiger, and I mentioned the zebra. Well, just it's really kind of interesting because the tiger is all about being called upon for providing leadership. So trust that you're capable of doing that. And that's exactly what the movie kind of brings out, is that he has to trust himself, that he's capable of leading himself out of that insane problem that he was in. Mm-hmm. And then I mentioned the zebra because I just remember the zebra on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time since I watched the movie, but zebra actually represents like letting go of your fears and know that you're safe and protected at all times.
Interesting. Yeah, like that guy wrote that book, Zebras Don't Get High Blood Pressure, something like that. Because they just let it go. They just go, they drink the water, all hell breaks loose, the lion comes, somebody dies, or everybody survives. But one way or the other, they just go back and continue to drink like nothing happened.
Well, so, I know that the whole point of the 12-step program that I use is basically, you know, connecting yourself with your higher power. But through the process of working those 12 steps, what you're doing is you're eliminating fear. I mean, that's the goal. And you replace fear with faith. And as you do that, and every year that you're doing it, you become all set. You know,
yeah.
Like you just know, and I know that I've gotten to a place in myself that I know for sure things work out exactly the way they're supposed to work out. And I do start my manifestations way in advance, you know, like I know when I something should come up and what year it should come up and when it should come up. And I visualize each step of the way, you know what I mean? So, and I trust, I just send it out to the universe, and I trust that it's going to come back to me. And I can give you an example. Is like when I was out of work, while I was working, all I wanted to do was spend some quality time with my daughter, and that's it. She's at a very vulnerable age. That 13, 14 is so crazy. It's that's the, I think, talk about the dark side. Can't even tell you how many times that's exactly the time, the age that people are presented the worst options and temptation sneaks in, sex, drugs, rock and roll, partying. It's all presented right there. So I sent it out to the universe. I prayed. I said, God, if I could just spend some quality time, and not have to work while she was this age, she's fine when I was little. I work all the time. But I was granted the gift of having months off and not having to go to work. And then finally it was like, okay, my unemployment's going to run out on this day, and on this day I need to start working. And I had the exact job that I wanted to have, I had on that in that week,
Yeah, and that takes trust, doesn't it? It takes trust.
Complete trust.
Yeah.
And collaboration, I want to say, if you can collaborate on your manifestations, it's so much almost easier. If you really have a goal that you want to do, pull in the right energy, pull in the right forces and manifest it with someone you trust. One of the things that I did about manifesting this job was pulling in my daughter's energy. She is so gifted and so talented and has such an amazing gift of manifestation that when it was time for me to manifest the job, I said, come on, this is what we're going to do. We're going to focus on it. And we focused on it, when I would start, where I would be, how close I would be to home. And we both pulled our energies and we put it out there. So, and we do that too, Nicole, you and I, like when we want something to move forward a little faster, we definitely pull the energies. That's why covens are so much stronger. Solitary is wonderful, but if you can pull 3, 9, 12, and just, bring it together, that's why there's more strength. That's why prayer works. When you have a whole group of a church praying for one intention, that's why it works. You have more power behind it.
Yeah, the idea of the community, that's why all of these us light workers are talking about community, because it's just really a good idea to be able to band together forces. I mean, one is powerful, but the many are infinitely more powerful. So, and to come together with like-minded others, like making the safe place for your daughter. It's like setting the standard of the light. This is what we do, and it's reinforced every moment of the day, every day. And so then your daughter can move freely in that, and the standard is more clear and stronger. So I think that's the idea of the community, everyone coming together, and then we reinforce each other. And I want to say confidence. It gives you more confidence. You're not just the sole mad scientist in the tower or the man on the island having either brilliant or crazy ideas. At least these other people also are on your same page. So it kind of eliminates a lot of the fear that can come in with being separated. I think that's why it works so well. So great idea. Mm-hmm. Great thing to bring up.
You know what? And on the, almost the opposite of that, I was just thinking that, multitude, great forces, you can push things forward, but negative energy just needs a single button to create a lot of ripples. It's really amazing. And I think about what's going on in my own life and how one person is creating lots of ripples of negative energy that's like almost tidal waves and tsunamis. It's driving me nuts. But also like Osama bin Laden, one person, Hitler, one person. So much negative energy that could create monuments of destruction. It's almost like it depends on how powerful that one source is,
And then
on the opposite side, even Jesus and the energies of Gandhi, that one person needs so much strides, Buddha, but it seems like in a community, one person can create so much fear that it sucks the power right out of all of us. And we need to be conscious of it. We have to be aware of it. We have to protect ourselves from it. And then we have to trust that we're working on better paths, better energies, you know, just better sources.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, about protecting ourselves, because, you know, again, being intuitive, you're going to feel all kinds of things that are unseen and unknown. So, all right, we need to protect against that and stay in our own light, as well as people, a lot of these people that create havoc in our life are people that we loved at some point. And so then we have this battle, basically the Obi-Wan Kenobi with Anakin turning into Darth Vader. So, and Obi-Wan goes through that whole struggle of, you know, I have the high ground, like, please, like, why don't you come up here? But he continues to go down into the fires. So to be able to protect ourselves, we both brought up Archangel Michael today, and he's one of my go-to guys. I think it's a very good idea to ask him to come if you feel an affinity towards him. If he sounds like a cool dude when you hear the name, then you can ask him to come. That's what I've found. And I just periodically ask him to come and to cut the cords that other people have attached to me. And so I see ropes around me, and I see him just do this wild and crazy dance around me and cutting ropes and shields and swords and kind of like, you know, Yoda flipping all over the place. that's what he does. And because you want to cut all the cords, because people you love and people you don't, or all kinds of people attach energy to you. So to cleanse that out, I find that's a good idea, because the ones that are like souls, your spirit guides and your people that live here, are going to just come right back. You know, the energy is free flowing and welcomed. So, you know, I think that's, but it's good to cut all of them. That's what I would say. What do you think, Di?
I wrote something on my Facebook page just this week, and it said, letting go of negative people doesn't mean that you hate them. It just means that you love yourself.
There you go.
And then after that, I wrote, avoid negative people, for they're the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem, and surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. I think that's a really great thing to do. Don't be insecure over one or two people, but there are things that we can do, and I've done for myself, and it doesn't happen right away, but sometimes you're on a journey with someone, and you're going in the right direction, or you're going in the wrong direction. It doesn't even matter, but you're traveling with this person in whatever direction you're going in. And then you decide to change direction, and they keep going in the same way. You know, I was with somebody romantically. We were heading downhill fast. We were getting involved in things we shouldn't have been getting involved in. And I had to put the brakes on it. And I had to veer off and get healthy again. And I kept getting sucked back into the drama and sucked back into the drama and sucked back into the drama. And if you're a woman out there, I know you know this. And men must do the same thing, because we're getting sucked back into you, and you're there too. So this is a dual problem for both men and women.
Yep.
It's easier to go back to a lover that you already know than one you need to that you need to find.
The unknown.
It's easier to be safe, you know, be with that person. But then every single time that you do it, you're chipping away at your soul, because you know that you shouldn't be there. You know that that's not the right choice for you. And you say it over and over again. How many times does it take you to break up with somebody? I mean, really. I mean, out there, how many times does it happen? So I actually, in my last relationship, went and tried and did some investigation. Read a few books, and I did a spell that worked so successfully. I just was so pleased. It was very, very simple. And what I did was I gathered friends
because it wasn't, it was something that I needed to do with other people to create more power and more energy into it. Doing it by myself, I would have been sucked into that melancholy of, I miss him, I miss, you know what I mean? And who knows if I really, my intentions would have been carried through. I got a white candle and a black candle and tied the two candles together. And then I just basically, in my own words, talked about us separating and moving apart. And as I said that, I would move the candles further apart and further apart and further apart. And it was funny at the time, what was the song at the time was Taylor Swift's song, I'm Never Gonna Go Back Together With Him Again. So I had that playing in the background. So, I mean, whatever you want to use, be creative. This is your energy, your spell, your thing. And at the very end of it, I cut that cord. I physically cut the and all I used was a string. So, you know, two candles and a string, you got this down. I didn't hear from them anymore. It was, at first I was like, I couldn't believe it. And then I found out it's been about a year. I found out he's very happy and successful, and he's on a way better path. You know what I mean? And so am I. And that's all I want. You want the best for people. You really do. You never want to cause destruction for anybody, but I think that if you release with love, you're going to be in much better space.
Yeah, it's honoring the coming together, because through contrast and aversion, we learn so much more about ourselves. And then, like you said, when we do choose a new path, it's always new learning. It's just having the strength and the courage to choose a different path when you know that the path you're on isn't working for you. And then there you are, and allowing the person to be whatever they needed to be, the douchebag, the asshole, the abuser, whatever, and say, thank you for being that so I could find this path and start to, because this is way better. It always is. When you come to that kind of a crossroads where you go, okay, this is the dark side and I don't want to be in the dark side anymore. I want to choose the light. Where's the light? The light goes, here I am. And you can have many options on how you want to choose me. They're all just as good. And so you choose one and boom, you're in the light. And you're always thankful that you went through that. So even with the body, you know, I do feel like my left side is realigning itself. So instead of going into a fear base when I'm feeling aches and pains, the thing that feels best to me is to say, well, this is realigning itself to make itself stronger. It's doing what my body knows itself. It's doing what it needs to do. And not only does that feel better, but I'm also helping it heal itself energetically, because your body listens to everything you say. Oh, this is a problem? All right, we'll make it a problem. Oh, this is fine, we're healing? Okay, it's fine, and we're healing. So again, it really just comes down to choice, and only you can say what choices really resonate with you. But usually if you're choosing a dark choice, it's because of some sort of fear. It doesn't make it an invalid choice. It's just that's the catalyst. And like we've said, it doesn't really help out at the end of the day. Oh, and speaking of which, and then I think you should maybe pull us some cards, because you and I were talking about, you said you have the raven energy and I identify with the owl energy, and both of them are about trickery and deception, and raven especially is about, raven symbolizes watchfulness for and recognition of spiritual falsehoods. And the owl, yeah, and the owl is all about seeing through deception, and, you know, you can see the dark side of the soul clearly. So I think to be able to understand the dark side, and the only way you can understand it is to run into it and maybe make some choices in the dark side and go, oh, wait a minute, this is the dark side. This is not what I meant. So,
well,
go ahead.
There's a lot. I just think of the dark side. So there's so many depictions of it. We're saying dark side because, like, we have such great Star Wars, like, metaphors and stuff like that. But I just thought of a great book that has a perfect description of this as well. It's Alana Van Zandt, Ayana Van Zandt. What's her? Once My Soul Opened Up or something. Let me see if I can find the name of the book. But she describes it as being in the cellar of your life. And then you decide to try to go upstairs. You know what I mean? Like, you're in such a dark place. And then the other places, like, turn on the light and stuff like that. So,
right. But you have to know that dark side. So I think it reiterates what we were saying of honor and thank and love the people that have been the darkest ones in your life, because they have taught you what that is. And that's the song that I played, The Gods and Monsters by Lana Del Rey. She says, it's innocence lost. This is heaven. This is what I truly want. It's innocence lost. And so, you know, it makes a great song because it can go back and you're like, oh, well, innocence, you don't want to lose your innocence. But I think that if we're going to live in an inclusion universe, which is what's happening, we're going to have to understand the innocence, the naivete may have to morph into something else. It doesn't mean you don't still have innocence, but it's not a complete innocence, because you got to know what you're dealing with, man. You got to know the other side. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I found her website. Oh, One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. Great book, and it's Iyanla Van Zandt, Vanzant. She has some amazing, amazing books about, and here's one that was Faith in the Valley. I mean, it's like we all hit that dark side. We all go through that. And how do we know that we're in it, and how do we journey through it without getting destroyed? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all going to experience the dark side at any given point because we're human. It's just, how do we overcome it?
Right.
Did you hear that plate fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my cat getting into some fish.
I had
a lovely piece of fish for dinner tonight, and they just found it. So.
Nice.
I'm gonna give them a little, and then we'll do a little card reading.
Yeah, I was thinking, why don't I give the call, our call letters right now, and I want to say hi to Gia and everyone that's been listening in the chat room, and we'll listen in the archives. And I want to thank you all for listening so much. Our numbers are going up and up, so that's really awesome. So if you want to contact me for spirit therapy, we have right now Facebook, Spirit Therapy with Nicole. You can leave me a private message. And Diane is a wonderful psychic and tarot card reader and uses all kinds of cards. So if you would like a reading with her, you can also send me a message and I will pass it along. Or you can, go to your Facebook. Is that cool to leave you a private message?
Yeah, leave me a private message on my Facebook. It's Diane with two N's, D-I-A-N-N-E, Mallett, M-A-L-L-E-T-T.
Cool. And then we have our sponsor, daughtersofisis.com, for all of your tools for journeying through this time that we're in. And speaking of times that we're in, maybe you could do a card reading on, so we're in this water trine now. We've got a lot of planets in retrograde, including Mercury. And we also have Saturn in Scorpio, I think, that we've been transitioning since 2012 to the end of this year. So that's all about cleansing out and getting in touch with our shadow. And then with all this water and this trine, it's clearly going to be a lot of cleansing, which is also what you do during a Mercury retrograde time. It's all the rewords: release, rethink, renew, rejuvenate. So why don't you pick some cards on this time, you know, let's say this 2 or 3 week period, because it's basically Mercury retrograde is until July 1st. So what do you think of that?
Okay. I just pulled some cards while you were talking to get a vibration and see what I was getting to. And sometimes I work backwards, but the end result is that Queen of Cups, and since it's a lot about water, but it represents the strong, just the female energy that's within us that we can tap into, and very calm. Water can be very destructive, and it can also be very soothing and healing. So it's a choice. It's the dark side, it's the light side. But around us right now, at the very beginning, I have the Strength card. So what it's telling me is that we're in a very, it's kind of like we have access to a lot of different things to us to make whatever we're journeying on, whatever projects that we're having, it's going to be a lot stronger, and you can put a lot more energy into it. The Hierophant right next to it is showing me that your strength is through prayer work and meditation. So sometimes in order for you to move forward and get something, you actually need to stop and meditate and pray. And that's what's, you know, where you're going to find most of your strength. It's through prayer work, through meditation work, things like that. There is an energy of looking forward too, like looking outwards. Like, I think right now, like, it's not really about the 3 weeks that we're in, because we're not going to be moving anywhere. But there is cards that show me that you need to be planning on what you're going to be doing for the end of August and September. So any energy that you're putting in today is really going to come through much later, not now. There's a lot of stuff here, too, about finances and people, like, being super conservative. This isn't going to – I know it's the beginning of the summertime, but people are going to pull back on their finances. You're going to see a little bit of staycations more so than vacations, which kind of suck. So people aren't going to be doing the journeying, the traveling in these past 2 weeks. They're tied down. They're tied down to work. They're tied down to obligations that they don't want to be around. So that we're waiting for that to be broken free from. That breakthrough is not going to happen for 8 weeks, and I get that pretty strong. So if you're tied right now to getting stuck into a position in your job, or if you're starting a project, I think it's because all these planets are running backwards. The best thing that we can do, and the only way that we can really maintain our strength, is just getting through, like, prayer and meditation, and just getting through it, because you really do feel a little bit bonded to the whole thing until you're cutting the cords. And when you cut that cord energy, I think it's not until, like, about 8 weeks from now. And then you'll be offered, like, a lot more opportunities. Travel will open up. Anybody who wants to go, like, overseas or do something like that, I can see a lot of energies opening up. But that's seriously not going to happen until, like, like 8 weeks from now. So I feel a lot of stagnation around this particular reading. It's kind of, I mean, we did readings, like, I think about a month ago, and there was a lot more movement, a lot more energy movement, and I could feel it in the energy vibration. But right now I see a lot of just, ugh, it's stuck. I'm going to pull a few more cards. Are we almost out of time?
We are for the on-air, but we can, you know, go a couple minutes over. So, yeah, you can keep going. We do have another minute. If anyone listening and you want to listen to the rest of the show, call in and I can just mute you, 213-816-0357. So go ahead, Di. I mean, I just wanted to add, I listened to Andrea Klim, K-L-I-M. And she was talking a lot about this retrograde and how it's really, like you said, about putting the energy in, knowing that you're not going to really see a return yet. So this really is a trusting time to...
I'm re-getting it. It's like the eight of swords is like this woman is bonded and she's tied up and the swords are all around her and she can't break free. And like the movement around it is the seven of wands, which the guy's like defending his position.
And the Seven of Cups is around it, which is like, I have no clue what to do. I have too many friggin' options. I don't know what it is. So, like, it's a lot of friggin' just waiting.
Yeah,
but
perfect.
I do think, like, we have the strength to get over this. It's just really, I think this is just a time to relax, take a deep breath, have a massage.
And you can not deal with it. Yeah, you can deal with it when you know it's not going to last forever. I think that's a lot
right.
of the thing. You know, that's where the trust and knowing that you are in the middle of leaping from one cavern to the other, you know, you have not
mm-hmm.
hit the ground. You are not on the previous ground. So, you know, that's when fear and freak out can happen. But I think
right.
that's the good thing that we're learning right now is to go, okay, it's just strengthening our trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So go on.
It coincides with my own self because I put out my intention for my position and what I want to do for work and everything like that. So my intentions are out there and they want to discuss it now, but I have no vibration about having anything resolved right now. That resolution won't come for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it completely coincides with the energy that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the intentions are out there, and I just have to trust. I have to just make it so. Like, so mote it be.
Yeah, and when you're given that time to go, all right, things are not going to move forward, fine. But what I do now and the energy I put in now is going to really magnify when it does start to move, because it will move, just not right now. So that you can really find a good space and really understand the intentions that you're looking for. It's giving you more time to fantasize, to think about it, to rework things. And they said it's a good time to redesign your website or anything you have been working on, just to keep coming back to it. Repetition. I mean, that's the only, I can memorize, I think I have memorized probably about 80 songs by now. And it's kind of shocking to me, but the way I do it is repetition. I just sing them over and over and over, and I don't stress in the beginning about not remembering the words, but eventually I do it so many times that I'm not only learning the melody and learning also how I want to sing it, but the words, I'm like, oh, I know these words. I realize I'm not even reading the words anymore. So it happened. So I'm not like, oh, I got to memorize. You know, it just comes with repetition. So I think that's
mm-hmm.
a good way to look at this time. Anything else in the reading?
Didn't really say much. I mean, it just had that I just pulled the last card. It was like Hangman, which kind of says it all. That's the energy that we're on, the Hanged Man.
Well,
you know?
Guess what? That's so funny you say that, because my friend Phil just brought it up. He said, I feel like the Hanged Man. I said, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. I saw the card. It came up, and I was like, wow, that's me. So,
yep.
But what I think of with the Hanged Man immediately is Odin, the high Norse god. I mean, he is god to the Norse, the you know, northerners. So, but he was hung from a tree, left for dead. And he, what did he do with the time where he's all tied up and hanging? He drew the rune symbols in the sand, and it became basically the tarot of the Norse Celtic tradition. So, you know, talk about making good use of just hanging there, hanging out.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
There's
a lot of that.
Hey, and even the church, we're in ordinary time. Just transition to ordinary time today, if you're a Catholic in the Catholic faith. So that just means that things aren't, there's no, like, we're not preparing for anything. We're not going to anything. We're not, you know, we're not in Easter. Easter's over. Easter's, well, a lot of people don't realize this. It's not a day. It's a season, you know. So that just ended. So it's literally called ordinary time.
Mm. Interesting. So
it's ordinary. There's nothing too special about it. And you just have to persevere through ordinary time and do the things that make you the person that you are, and just the stable, you know, concrete, you know, build the foundation, you know, and then when it's time to decorate the house, you'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to visualize how it's going to be. It's really like something that you can put it, you do more work subconsciously in your sleep than you ever do in your waking hours. And it's in rest that we manifest our greatest achievements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can't even tell you how many times I got stuck in a math problem and then went to bed, and the next day I got it right on the test. You know, mm-hmm. I had no clue how to solve it, but yet I got to sleep. I rested. My brain rested. And I was able to tap into it. You know, it's funny when I say that. Sometimes I think I might be crazy, but just I'm going to throw this out there if anyone has this experience. I thought maybe I did so well at school because I was so psychic that I was totally pulling the answers off of, like, people who had the answers. And I often wondered if I would be that great at, like, straight A student if I had to take these tests, like, completely alone.
That's great. Tapping into your higher self. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, I think this is the message, really. You know, it's really time to tune into all of yourself and the seed sowing time. I mean, you know, I'm an impatient person. I plant the seed and I look at it, you know, hour upon hour for the first 3 days constantly. Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything? Are you doing anything? So, you know, and I know on the package it's supposed to take, you know, 8 to 12 week gestation, but are you doing it? Are you doing it? Emma, no. So, you know, I think you can either keep looking at it, but I think that's what we're doing. I think because every time I look at it, my vibration is telling the seed that I expect it to do something, and then I'm looking for it, and I'm looking for it. So I am feeding the vibration. You know, it's one. It depends if I'm going to go super impatient, which that happens. That's just me. I mean, what are you going to do? But a lot of times it's hopeful. It's excited. I want to see what you look like. So I think that's the idea that we're going through now, and just make good decisions now. Choose the light because it just works better and it's happier for eternity, really, instead of just, you know, moments that always pass, and then the good stuff is in the past and you're like, why do things suck so bad? So how about that for ending the show on why to choose the Force. I have one little thing to play from Yoda talking about the Force, but thank you, Diane, so much for joining me. And good luck, everybody out there. We will see you next week. Anything to say?
I was just so happy to be on the show. I think one of the things I just want to add that will help people get through this every single minute of their day is gratitude. It's one of the biggest fuels for positive energy. So if you are starting to feel the slump, stop and start to be grateful. And even if it's for the simplest little things, like I'm grateful I can walk, I'm grateful I had something to drink this afternoon, I'm grateful for having a bed to sleep in. Gratitude fuels positive energy so quickly. It's the miracle grow of positive energy.
Nice. Absolutely. Amen to that. All right. Thanks, everybody. And have a great week. We will see you. Here's Yoda.
I can't. It's too big.
Size matters not. Look at me. Does me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And the powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must be the force around you. Here, between you, me, between the rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.